In April 2015, Jacob Terrace, a 13-year-old boy from Monroe, New York, killed himself. His parents did not know the extent of how Jacob was being bullied at school. They believe if Jacob's school had notified them, he would still be alive today. As the legislative session winds down, lawmakers typically break for the year at the end of June, the Terrace family is appealing to Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Governor Andrew Cuomo, both Democrats, to push for a vote on the bill. Richard Terrace is Jacob's father.
If the parents don't know, how do you help the child? And when did we stop letting parents be involved with their own children? When did we begin to give 13-year-olds the ability to say, I don't want my parents to know?
In May, a jury found the South Glens Falls School District, where Jacob attended middle school, negligent, but said the negligence was not a significant contributor to Jacob's death. The so-called Jacob's Law would require schools to notify the parents or guardians if their child is being bullied or is bullying. It passed the Republican-led state Senate unanimously. It is currently stalled in the Assembly Education Committee. The bill's lead sponsor is Capital Region Republican State Senator Jim Tedisco. A former longtime Assembly member, Tedisco is confident that if Jacob's Law moved to the floor for a vote, it would pass.
I stood up and I asked all my colleagues, 150 of them, raise your hand if you do not want to know if your child is being bullied in school or bullying. Not one of my colleagues in the Assembly rose their hand. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If they want to be notified and they think it's important enough, they should pass Jacob's bill in the Assembly and notify parents that this is happening with their children.
In 2010, the Dignity for All Students Act was signed into law by Governor David Patterson. The law provides resources to schools to prevent harassment of students and school employees and requires districts to report bullying to the state education department. But Terrace says DASA doesn't go far enough. He's accusing Manhattan Democrat Danny O'Donnell, a member of the Assembly Education Committee and author of DASA, of playing politics with Jacob's Law.
This is supposed to be bipartisan, not those Republicans, you know, and that's really what it's come down to, very partisan politics. They don't want the Republicans to be known, even though a Democrat is sponsoring it in the Assembly.
O'Donnell's office did not respond to a request for comment on the Terrace letter. The Assembly sponsor of Jacob's Law is Albany Democrat Patricia Fahey. Fahey has amended the bill to address concerns by requiring school districts take safety issues involving the student into account before notifying parents, including LGBTQ issues. Added language would also ensure that conversations at the school involving the student be documented. Asked by Senator Tedisco at a January legislative hearing, State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia said she would support the notifying of parents, but added more should be done.
It's not just your child was bullied. It's what are the issues that are causing this to happen? And I would suggest to go even further. In the environment that we are in with social media, this is a major issue. Parents don't even know that these things are happening on social media and carried into the school. So I'm very focused on making sure parents are part of all of that. I would support parents being notified, but it's much more than that. I think we have to make sure we have resources for schools so they can really address the issue.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.